Let me just ask Colin to join me here as we come. He has about 300 slides to show us, so just joking, sort of. Want to pray for this guy, so let's pray. Father, we pray for our brother Colin. We thank you for his ministry and his mission down there in Cork, and it's wonderful to be partners with him in this mission, praying for him, supporting him financially. And we thank you for those who, even from the church, go down and visit him sometimes. And we just ask for him that you bless him, bless Sunwa and Aidan and Jenai as well. We pray for your protection upon them as a family, that they would continue to know your love and grace as they serve you faithfully. And as we hear today about the mission and the work going on, may we be an encouragement to them as we pray for them. May we be inspired on our own front lines to reach people with the lovely good news of Jesus Christ. So bless Colin and inspire him, even as he inspires us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Norman and family. It's wonderful to be back again. It's been 2 years, roughly, since I was speaking around the different churches. It's called Deputation, and so encouraging to be back all the way up from Cork. And I've been up for a while now, 12 meetings in 12 days this evening, and Trinity in Ahokle is the last meeting, and I'm glad about that. But it's been wonderful just to see people again and to be encouraged and to bring a bit of encouragement. It was great to join some of the Zoom missionary meeting yesterday as well. Really encouraging to see the other missionaries and what's going on. What amazing work Highkirk is doing reaching the lands. And we've all a part to play in that. I thought also to have a reading from 1 Corinthians 13, love, because Psalm 107 is speaking about God's love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Amen. Amazing. It's wonderful that something can never fail and can endure everything, right? Remember, one ship's name was Endurance, and it's good to be able to endure in these times. God's love, the best love the world has ever seen. Remember, it's a little children's song we sang in Portrush Chisholm, CSSM. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, Psalm 107 says. And you know the hymn, it says, what does it say? Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame that leads me, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word? What's the next part? Simple. Praise the Lord. He's so good. And he's a good father as well. A good God, a good father. And we are his children, and we have inherited his goodness. He's with us, he's in us, and he's asking us to work with him and to go to the nations with this good news. You know, the sailors on the ships, myself, I wasn't a sailor, I studied forestry, and I've been up a few trees in my time, but now I'm climbing gangways for the Lord. And you see, the ships are coming from all the different lands, and they're bringing cargo, and they're also taking cargo. And it's a bit like Christians. We have a cargo. We have good news of great joy for all people to share to all the lands. Some of the ships actually take garbage from Ireland, and that's a challenge. because whatever you're full of is what will come out. We need to be full of God and His Word. There's one ship name, I'll show you a picture later, it's called Mirror. God's Word is a mirror for the soul. And when people look at you and me, they should be looking in a kind of mirror because they should see the love of Jesus, the love of God. Psalm 107 is a wonderful psalm all about the trials, the struggles, the storms, the difficulties, but it's about salvation. God's healing, salvation, and deliverance are in this psalm. And I was thinking of a few letter W's. You know, down in Belfast, there's a W5. Who, what, where, when, and why? Very relevant questions when we go onto a ship. Who are they? Where have they come from? What are they bringing? When are they leaving? And why are they here and stuff like that? But you know, God has brought them to us. And it's just wonderful, all the people we meet. But the WWJD, what would Jesus do? And then, of course, Jesus is the answer that we have. It's the hope of glory in our hearts, the hope for the world. And the sailors, maybe 30 years working as a sailor, is only 5 years at home with their family. And that's how 90% of world trade happens. That's how we get all the stuff. 9 months on a ship, then 3 months at home. It's a lonely life as a sailor. Many children across the world grow up not knowing their father, or it could be their mother. But, and spiritually speaking, we know our Father. And the more we know Him, the more He's flowing out from us to others. That's how we are to live as a Christian. Well, Psalm 107, these W5, I was thinking, there's also W, people wandering in a wilderness in verse 4. There's people wallowing, maybe in darkness and in bondage, verse 10. People willfully disobedient, verse 17. And people just working away, verse 23, the section about the seafarers. They're just working, minding their own business. But you know, people, they might be looking left, right, forwards, backwards, to the four corners. And in life, you know, sometimes we're tempted to compare ourselves amongst each other. The Bible says don't do that. And also, people might be looking down. One person said, it seems like I'm always walking in my shadows. I can only see darkness, depression, and problems. But you know, the solution is to turn around, stop focusing on the darkness, walk towards the light, to God, to Jesus, the light of the world. And He said that we are the light of the world. They're just working, but they've no time to look up. Maybe some people are looking down, but they're looking down on other people. But Philippians 2 says that we should consider others better than ourselves. We're not to look down on others, we're to look up. And the chorus in Psalm 107, it says, they cried out to the Lord, let them give thanks to the Lord. Prayer and praise, or another two W's, worship and witness. Looking up. And my wife, she's from South Korea, you know, and amazing. We visited Graveyard of Christians in South Korea. It was called the Graveyard of Missionaries, Korea. I haven't time to go into all the stories, but absolutely amazing. God has turned a country around for him. And how did it happen? Just like Psalm 107, they cried out to the Lord, save us, Lord. We're looking to you. There's no one else. There's no other. We need you, Lord. And God brought about great deliverance. Every hour I need thee, oh how I need thee. Isn't it? We need God. Have you come to the point in your life where you may be like the prodigal son, where realized you're wallowing, you can't see any way out? Look up. Remember your father back home, the father who ran to the prodigal son and embraced him and forgave him. He didn't consider him a servant. The older brother could see himself only as a servant. Sons of the Most High, of the King. Well, the start of the psalm, I'm only starting at the start now. Give thanks. We're to tell it out. We're to proclaim it to ourselves and to the world. He's a good God. His mercy, His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord speak out to say so. He's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Many people in this world don't know there's an enemy, but we know there's an enemy, a wrecker, the false lights, the ship who wants to shipwreck the souls of men and women. He wants to trap people. God gathered them, and he's still gathering, and he's asked us to gather with him, to co-labor. Gathered from the lands, from east, west, north, and south, and there's the four compass points. But also in the Hebrew for south, it talks about the sea. God hasn't forgotten them. They're out of sight, out of mind. I didn't know about them. You maybe didn't know about them. But they're sailors on the sea, and we depend on them. They're bringing us stuff. And then the four different groups of people, those wandering, and verse 10, the people in darkness, the people in prison. Can you see yourself in this psalm? There's a history lesson. God's people in Exodus wandering, God's people in the Babylonian captivity, in bondage, God's people who again and again willfully went away from him like sheep gone astray. Then the storms and Noah and the flood, Jonah was asleep, but contrast with Jesus in Mark chapter 4, asleep in the stern. And Paul's shipwreck in Acts 27. But Paul said, an angel of the God of whose I am, of who I belong, and who I serve, has told me that we will, the ship will be wrecked, but we will survive this storm. God is looking for faith rather than fear. It's no coincidence that 365 times in the Bible it says, do not fear, do not be afraid. One for every day. Because we have a choice, faith or fear, or focus on the problems or on the promise. The promises in Christ Jesus, they're yes and amen. Verse 7 says, he led them by a right way. In life, there's a right way and a wrong way. And there's a verse in Proverbs that says, there's a way that seems right to man, but the end leads to death. It might look right, but the world's wisdom is not God's way. The final verse of this psalm says, whoever is wise will observe these things and they'll understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amazing, you know, in the English of this psalm, how many W's there are in this psalm. Well, we can see history and we can see ourselves, I hope, in this psalm. We should see our Lord Jesus. Verse 20, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God's word, Jesus, the light of the world in the dark place, the life-giving water in the desert when there's a dryness inside the heart. People's hearts empty. They're full of everything else, but without God, empty inside. And he's the captain who can calm any storm we may be going through. And he's the great physician. He can heal any sickness and disease. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven is a hymn. And the storm may roar, God is round about me. Another hymn says, my chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee. What a great God we have. And it's good news of great joy for all people. So as Christians, we should be joyful, right? Start the new year. It's not really the new year anymore, but start the new year with joy. J-O-Y. Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. You see, the temptation, even as Christians, is to be self-centered. Help me. Feed me. Give to me. Me, me, me. And in this psalm, we see people crying to God. But Jesus shows us a much better way. It's a relationship. It's a love relationship with our Father. People come up to us now. Just like I was looking at the lovely banner. Friend, Siemens Christian Friend. We're just a friend. And help me is what they're always saying. Sometimes feed me and take me out, you know, from the ship. To be there for others. And I'd just like to transition into the slideshow, conscious of the time. But before I do so, I'd like to just say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us good cargo and for giving us a cargo which the world so desperately needs. We pray for all the missionaries and we pray for every family and home represented here today, Lord. Many in our families might be wandering. They could be wallowing. Lord, we want them to be worshiping the true God and to be witnessing. Lord, convict us and challenge us, change us to look more like Jesus. As the song said, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Lord, help us to have your heart. Help us to have your eyes of compassion for a world headed to a lost eternity. Lord, help us to do more for you by being closer to you. To have fruit, we must remain in you, Lord. Help us to remain in you more and more, and that people will come to us. Lord, help us not to be selfish or self-seeking, but help us to be self-sacrificial. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wonderful. And turn it on. challenge there from Leonard Ravenhill. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. And in Luke chapter 5, it says, when they brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. I remember, I think it was Helen Rosevear in the Bangor Worldwide Convention saying, anyone here today ready to throw their life away for Jesus? Whatever stage of life we're in, young or old, God has something for us to do. I think it's Joshua chapter 14, and Caleb said to Joshua, give me this mountain, his inheritance. You know, only 2 out of 2 million reached the promised land, Caleb and Joshua. 2 who were in faith, not fear. 2 who held on to the promise rather than the problem. Are you 1 in a million? I hope so. We all are 1 in a million. You know that? In terms of the fact of being born, the miracle of life. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So the question is, if we're following Jesus, are we fishing? We need to follow him closer. The world is waiting for us. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. They're waiting to see, as one person of my, a friend of mine said to me during the week, not just religion in books or Christianity in books, but Christianity in boots. The world is the name of the top ship on the top left, and maybe some of you are not familiar with our missionary work, which we do, but we go onto the ships and we get off the ships before the ship leaves port. Otherwise, we could end up anywhere, even Timbuktu. But the world's a very luxurious ship. They said there's no passengers in this ship, only residents. They own the ship. One apartment costs between $5 up to $15 million. So billionaires on that ship, really luxury. And I was walking around, I got a guided tour, and one person said to me, hello, captain. And I just nodded and walked on. A young captain. But it was wonderful to be able to bring the crew members out, take them to the zoo, bring them to church, and just be there for them. It's a lonely life, as I said, on a ship. All different types of ships. I have a degree in forestry, didn't know anything about ships. It's about people. I wanted to study forestry, to get into a forest, to work in creation away from people. People have so many problems, right? But God loves people. Someone said, if you make a mistake in a forest, no one knows for 50 years when the tree has grown up. A Muslim cook getting his first Christmas presents. They were on a tuna fishing boat. And, you know, tuna are big. 12,000 euros for one fish. But they were only getting $300 a month salary and 2 or 3 years, no holidays on board. Seaman's life. People are exploited, modern slavery, but they get a salary. The goals of our mission, to love people, to encourage them, to build them up, to reach out and to build people up, to be their friend. Seaman's Christian Friend Society. One sailor saw my safety helmet. He said, SCFS, that must stand for safety comes first, sir. You know, we live in such a safety-conscious world. Another very famous thing for seafarers is called ISPS, happened since 9/11, the Twin Towers, International Ship and Port Security. So when you go onto the ship, you need to sign your name for security reasons. But one Polish captain, long before COVID, told me ISPS actually stands for International Stupid Paranoia Situation. You know, there's so much fear in the world, isn't there? Especially when we watch so much media. But SCFS, it doesn't stand for safety comes first, sir. I feel it should more stand for sacrifice comes first, sir. We're supposed to lay down our lives for others. With a woolly hat also. Thank you to all the knitters of these hats. One lady knitted 400 in a year. She's the record holder. But 90% of trade by sea. Incredible. Your shoes, your car, your clothes, your bananas, your coffee, your electronics. If it says made in China, the Bible's even printed in China, how do they get here? By sea. And they're out of sight, out of mind, but God hasn't forgotten them. There's so many different kinds of ships, even submarine. It says there we're able to visit a submarine. And no seafarers, no shipping, no shopping. The supply chain, the frontliners. Charles, what a blessing. And hello to Charles if you're watching online. He's in the yellow safety jacket. Charles, what a blessing. He's visiting ships, went up north on deputation. Moved to Ireland 7 years ago from the Isle of Wight to be near the grandchildren. And he's a great helper during the last year. He's just coming alongside and wonderful. He's chairman of Street Pastors in Cork, also does a food bank delivery. He's 70 years old. Sorry, Charles. Energy of a teenager and great passion and enthusiasm. This makes me think of Caleb in Joshua 14. You know, he said 84 years old or something in that region, 85 maybe. He said, I still have the same energy and I'm ready to go to war against the enemy. Shipwrecks, well, it's, you know, many ships sink every year. They don't make it into the news headlines, but shipwrecks happen. And Satan wants to shipwreck people. We need to be a true light for people. They're waiting for you and me to shine for Jesus. The world, go and make disciples of all nations. Every day, all nations coming to us. Someone said two-thirds of God is go, G-O-D. Imagine how many different languages I'd have to learn. Well, I do amazingingly know a couple of words in many of these languages. And it's like, hello, thank you. For example, Chinese. I remember years ago, the heavenly man was here in Highkirk, Brother Yun. Amazing. And he was teaching the congregation how to say, Yesu ai ni, Jesus loves you. And wonderfully, we named Jen Ai, our daughter, Jen Ai, or Jing Ai. No Chinese here? No. It's okay. It's close enough. It means true love in Chinese. Gladys Aylward, the inner of the sixth happiness. And Aiden, it means little fire, but in Chinese you could say Ai Deng, which means light and love. You know, they speak English, most of these people who come to our shores. They learn English to be on a ship. Imagine a cruise liner, 6,000 people, 2,000 crew members, and 4,000 passengers. They have to speak one language. All those crew members coming from over 100 nations. Otherwise, it would be like the Tower of Babel, a disaster. There's Chinese, and the Chinese character for boat or for ship has the built up of, it's like a picture, a story. 8 people saved, pointing to Noah, the story of the ark. The Chinese character for righteousness, Lamb over me, Christ our righteousness. Amazing, we can use this, we can use Google Translator. And of course, if they've learned English, we can converse with them. And God opens the way for us to speak to them and to speak to their heart. Well, Belfast is the Lagan, the Liffey, Dublin, and the Lee in Cork. Wonderful, a mission field. And the ships are coming in and out of the harbour every day. I think there's a Chinese ship in there at the moment in Ringaskiddy. Whitegate, Ireland's only oil refinery, cove for all, there was about 100 cruise liners in the summer season before COVID. And you might be wondering, well, what have you done during COVID? Surely you haven't been visiting ships. Well, amazingly, we've been able to keep going as frontliners, as chaplains. The cruise liners haven't been coming, but there's still many crew members on board cruise liners. And Martin in Hamburg and other missionaries have been able to visit. You know, SCFS is not just Ireland. We've Belfast, Dublin, Cork. And there's many other ports, so pray for more workers for the harvest field. But worldwide, we've missionaries in many countries worldwide. Charles, he lives in Carrigaline, and we're over in Middleton, and it's great to have both sides of the river covered. Links in a chain, whether we pray, give, or go, we're all a vital link. And God wants you to do more. Well, you know, it's always a challenge, isn't it, between doing and being. Being with Jesus, to bear fruit, being closer to Jesus. Sometimes our identity is wrapped up in what we're doing, but rather it's in being. Pray for this Turkish cook, Muslim. He's my friend, Dervis. He had a heart attack on board the ship and recently said, I want to come back and stay in your house. So I said, I'll give you my friend's phone number. It'd be great to see him back anyway, if he can come. But he can't work at sea anymore because of his health. Aiden's now 14, Jenai's 11. And Thanks for all your prayers for them. Jackson is a born-again Filipino. I met him as a chief officer. Now he's the captain. The Church on the Oceans, the COTO, SFS Philippines, planting churches on board ships. Well, Jackson, captain of cargo ships on the left, that was his ship. We were able to bring them ashore, bring them to church. And a cruise liner there on the right. You know, cruise liners are a different kind of ship when we visit them. In Cork, you might have between 5 to 10 ships a day. In Rotterdam, you could have 80 ships a day. In Hamburg, maybe 50 ships a day. Our SCFS Rotterdam team, they have maybe 6 or more people on a team because it's such a vast, imagine 70 or 80 ships a day. Normally, we could visit about 6 a day, but wonderfully, between Charles and myself, we visited 90 last month. And as I was saying about COVID, there was about 2 months we weren't visiting ships, we were just doing Zoom calls. But since that, we've been busy climbing the gangways. Indians coming ashore with us. A Nigerian, and his name is Mohammed Ayuba, and he's holding a little Christmas, or it could be any time of the year, a little gift, toiletry bag, and just like Bob's store, bags of blessings for the seafarers. Well, Mohammed, he was a Christian. He became, he was a Muslim and he became a Christian in his home country, Nigeria. But it made me think, you know, that we meet people on the ships called Mohammed, Buddha, and Jesus. And sometimes they're all on the same ship, a cruise liner. Amazing. Such a diverse group of people we meet on board the ships. Syrians coming in, and you can see the top middle. First night the ship arrived, they were taking animals, live cows, from Ireland to Libya. A livestock carrier, like a Noah's Ark. And that's Burger King. How to make friends with seafarers, take them to Burger King or McDonald's. And they were taking Irish cows away. And then a night or two later, I brought them into church with me. Quite possibly the first time in their lives going to church. Captain Emmett on the middle left said he smokes 5 packets of cigarettes a day. So some of these ships you go on board, you don't need a face mask just for COVID, it's also for the cigarettes. And Fadi then standing up in the middle left, he's from Lebanon. Really, what a great opportunity to speak to these people, to witness, to give them Arabic Bible and literature. Captain Noor there in the middle, he said, I saw Jesus in my dream. And I did a gospel illustration with a cross, and I was able to give him that little cross, which another ship had. The man at the back, Isa, which means Jesus in Arabic, an Orthodox Syrian Christian. But they're like spacemen, plucking the flowers, petals, and saying, she loves me not. Far from home and family, but their hearts are open because of this. Here's a Muslim captain, Abdul. He was recently in touch with me again through all the electronics ways of keeping in touch. He's the top right, the bigger guy. And I remember sitting in his cabin at night and the ship, I was able to minister about 8 days in a row. Sometimes the ship might only be there for 12 hours or in an extreme case, they might be there for 2 months if the ship was being repaired in the dockyard. Normally it would be 2 or 3 days maximum. And Captain Abdul, I was able to share about Moses, Abraham, Jesus, and witnessing sowing the seed. He said, I've terrible pain in my back. And I was able to pray for his back and the Lord healed him. And then the next day I went on board the ship and he said, Chief Engineer, pain, shoulder, pray. Lord healed his shoulder. And Wissam, or in Belfast it might be Wissam. He's in the bottom middle left. A Christian. And he, you know, one man came back to the ship. He said, 5 years ago I was a sailor on board this ship. Now I have a pizza business in, it's in Ireland. You know, many of them jump ship and escape. One man said, I'm from Aleppo. He said, the ship is rolling like Psalm 107, rolling like drunken men. He said, back home in my country, it's rolling because of bombs. So some of them actually escape and they decide life in Ireland is better. You know, Psalm 107, it said their heart melted because of fear. Don't let your heart melt because of fear. Have faith. Have faith in God, a God who loves you. There's Chinese. Many of them don't even know about God. And that's the first time they've been in a church. Brought them to church, carol service. Captain Noel, will pray for him. He's got 100 crew members under him. He's Charles' son-in-law. He's at the back. And he didn't even know he was being photographed. And there, Gerard on the right, a Filipino cook. Some of these cooks, he told me, I work 13 hours a day, every day for 9 months. Sometimes it's 10 months. During pandemic, we've met people 18 months, a year and a half on the ship. They might not even have set foot on the land. They really are like on an international space station. The cruise liners, they said there's three kinds of passengers: the newlywed, the overfed, and the nearly dead. It's on the bucket list, you know. But it might not be anymore because of COVID, because you wouldn't want cabin fever on one of those. There's only two types of people on a cruise liner: those at work and those on holidays. And we go to meet the workers, to stay, to spend time with them, to love them. Ronello, he leads the Christian Fellowship on board a cruise liner, and that was just before the COVID started. I remember February, then I was up on deputation, I spoke in Dunedin Presbyterian, then I went down and stayed with Jay, who's our Dublin missionary in Monaghan, and then I spoke in Richard Houston's church, Lucan Presbyterian, and then 2 years, where have they gone? Well, we have been busy, and every four times a year, SCFS in the Philippines, which was started over 30 years ago by David Knox, who was the former Belfast missionary. They're sending missionaries, well, they're seafarers, but they're going on to the church also to plant fellowships on board. So our work is not just evangelism, but discipleship and church planting on board ships. I must have pressed it twice in the first service because some of these slides weren't in the first service. Fellowship. Yeah, that they don't have their masks, but it's during pandemics because seafarers are already in a family. They're already been 9 months quarantined together, and they have a swimming pool there for baptisms. There was no passengers, but the crew members there. That was their Easter service 2020. The basketball went overboard. Filipinos like playing basketball. Indians like playing cricket on the ship. But of course, they have a string attached to the cricket ball, so it doesn't go overboard. The basketball went overboard. I was able to get them a new basketball. The captain from Russia said, your words, thank you so much for spending time with us, for being our friend. And just about a week ago, we were baptizing a seaman in Dublin port. And the Turkish captain, he said, 20 years ago, I was a cadet. I sailed into Cork. A man, it was Walter Burrell, he came on board, gave him a woolly hat and a Christmas present. And then I said, well, here I am now. Here's your woolly hat. And I'd come from Cork up to Dublin. He was just amazed. The same ministry, a different woolly hat 20 years later. Aidan at a Bulgarian ship, and a captain getting cactus because he liked collecting cactus. He couldn't go ashore. I brought him some cactus. But the thing about a cactus, you need to strap it down or tape it firmly down on the ship because you can get a cactus in the face in a storm. The ship ran aground in a storm off Waterford. And sometimes the waves are coming up around the portholes, but ran aground. There was a big tear up the bottom of the ship, bigger than the Titanic, they said, and it was scary. But thankfully, the ship didn't sink because there's two double skin. You know, in the 15 years we've been missionaries, I've met people who've been on board. Pirates have been on the ship. They've been taken hostage. I've met ships which had a fire, engine failure, stowaways, even ships that sank. The storms are real. Thanks for praying for seafarers who are transporting the world's goods back and forth across the planet. That ship had an interesting name, Angelic Zephyr. I didn't know what a zephyr was, and I'd brought a Bible on board, a Gideon's Bible, and it said in Psalm 107, he stilled the storm to a zephyr. The waves of the sea were hushed, a flat calm. And I was able to go over to the Korean captain and say, Captain, your ship name is in the Bible. And we were having a service on board. Martin Otto's books, you can get the link afterwards from the internet, but freely downloadable, amazing books, and there hopefully are some still out in the vestibule. Seafarer's Mind, wonderful book. Vietnamese and Indians on board, and the culture in many of these, it's like literally stepping into Vietnam or China or Syria or Philippines or name a country, and you take your shoes off there in the mess room. But the thing about that ship, I noticed there were so many cockroaches crawling around all over the floor. You had to keep your feet moving, otherwise you'd be covered by cockroaches. Some of the ships are definitely not seaworthy, and it's dangerous. That's why sometimes organizations have to step in, and the ship can be arrested because it's not even safe to go to sea. They fly flags of convenience. John, his uncle, had a coma, but after prayer, a few days later, he woke up from the coma. I remember him weeping with me in the crew mess room there. The Port of Cork, thanks for your prayer support. He said, it's the first time going ashore in a year, an Indian seaman, and they brought them suitcases. But it just makes me think, I wonder if any of us today have excess baggage. Excess baggage, fear, hurt, resentment, bitterness, anger, things which we need to let go of. Give it to God. Leave them at the foot of the cross. Don't let sin against you produce sin in you. Jesus wasn't hurt. Jesus wasn't let down, even though from a human standpoint he was. But he wasn't feeling hurt at all. He died on the cross for you and me. Love, joy, and peace, or fear, hurt, and anger. What words are we taking on board and what words are we giving to others? A ship full of cargo. What are we full of? It will come out of the mouth. And hopefully, like it says on the top right, their hearts will be open like never before. Sometimes, as Proverbs says, the gift opens the way for the giver, and we give them a gift, like Coca-Cola or some snacks from a food bank. Turkish and Filipino here, the cook, he said, I lost my wife, COVID. Not because she passed away from COVID, but while he was stuck on the ship and couldn't get home, she ran away with another man. Kiss the earth, it says on his t-shirt. Well, they'd love to, but they couldn't go ashore. But one ship, when they went ashore, he literally kissed the earth. Bringing them a plant, and they talked to the plant. It's good for their mental health to talk to something alive on the ship. And there's another one that the first service missed. Turbulence, an appropriately named ship in the middle of the Atlantic. You know, it was 2 years, and they hadn't had their salary. They were in Rotterdam. And 2 years, and the crew eventually decided we're going to risk it. That ship's not meant to go 100 miles offshore, and it's a 5,000-mile voyage. Middle of the Atlantic, they were phoning my friend, my other port missionary worker, pray for us. We're in real dire straits. The tensions on board are terrible. Miraculously, there were storms above and below, but they reached safely. And you can see the video there if you type in that link. Jay! Wonderful. He's a Korean with an Irish wife. Me, Irish with a Korean wife. The sailors say, have you got mixed up? Well, he's been since 2012, and he goes to Bally Albany Presbyterian Church. Steve McNeese, the minister. And Jay is wonderful down in Monaghan. He drives from Monaghan. He used to be the pastor in Belfast Finnichy, Korean Belfast Church. And he was pastor on Sunday morning. Well, they went to their own church, and then Sunday afternoon was he was a pastor, Belfast, Finnichy, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Dublin Port Missionary. So pastor in Belfast, missionary in Dublin, living in Monaghan. Talk about sacrifice and giving. And then the past number of years, he's just focused on Dublin Port. Wonderful ministry. About a year ago, we baptized Ariel on board the ship, on the deck. That's in an oil drum. And it was freezing cold water. And this was about a week ago, the day after we met that Turkish captain I was talking about, this was a Thursday, Edwin being baptized. The same position, the same ship. The name of the ship is Mirror. Pray for these people. Pray for these missionary, born-again seafarers, that they will go ashore. Turkish, going ashore for a walk in the park. Turkish chief engineer making the sign of the cross, and his daughter's birthplace was tattooed on his shoulder. The Suez Canal, $10 billion per day. It was a big log jam, very expensive. It's a 9,000 kilometers diversion. And that brought the ships back into the spotlight. The Ever Given. Felix in Rotterdam, SCFS, was able to go on board that ship when it arrived in Rotterdam. Seafarers, they're traveling the world and they love teddy bears. Why? Because they bring them home to their children. The Bible, he said that Walter had given him this way in the past. Who knows? It could be 50 years ago, because someone last week told me 55 years ago Walter was speaking in our church. What a legacy. And the mission going back to 1846. I brought 25 burgers, Euro Saver, just 1 euro for a burger. And being from Ballymena, you know. The captain emailed me at night, my friend, please bring 100 burgers and 60 fries. So that was a new COVID record. The crew were happy they got 4 burgers each. And across, his name, Kevin, from India. Mr. Nee. So pray for Mirror, pray for Nee. Mr. Nee. No English at all. Wonderful to build up relationship. And later he said, my daughter and wife are believers. I thought, what does he mean, believers? Praise the Lord. But later I was thinking, what does he mean, believers? What do they believe? Turns out they belong to a cult. So pray. And I told him, please get them out of that cult. It's not the true church. The fishermen, as you see there, Brexit, 75% of fish for British, 15% for Irish because of Europe. Pray for the fishermen. There's a massive mission field also among fishermen. going ashore, going to the beach, relaxing, taking them ashore, and the Koreans coming out, going to a Korean friend's house for food. He's 78 years old. His name is Hans. So pray for mirror, hands, your knee. He's a German chief engineer. The woolly hats, the key to a seaman's heart. One lady knitted 400 in a year. She's the record holder. They said these open our hearts. Wonderful. Next one. Going ashore. Sea vision. It says on his top, the name of the ship was Sea Vision. Without vision, the people perish. Ask the Lord for a vision. Love lifted me. When no one but Christ could help, love lifted me. We should be there to help lift others up. He had a heart attack on board. A Polish electrician on a, that's the deck of the ship. That's the front garden. Charles at the bottom of a fairly steep gangway. Three ladies who came on board a ship called Honey Island, and it's wonderful to spend time with them. And about five people gave their lives to the Lord as we had a service on board that night. Bringing them ashore, they got special permission, and we were able to bring them out. Jay and me, it's great to work together as a team. A very steep gangway, so it's good that I climbed so many trees in my youth. You have to hold on tight. And the seafarers coming ashore. A pilot ladder. It's also, it was easier going up that one than coming down. Pray for our safety. All the help and support is wonderful. Thank you so much. Teddy bears and gifts, we give them out just like B.O.B., bags of blessings. Supermarket, taking them ashore shopping. Bringing fuel for a ship that ran out of fuel. Mervyn Jeffers, trustee, and Charles there. And in the middle, Mike, a born-again Christian cook. Big, big ship. They can carry 6,000 or even 8,000 cars. Some of these ships are massive, and a lot of electric cars coming in. A new terminal in Ringaskiddy, millions spent on it. Busy harbour, and it's busy enough, even though I told you Rotterdam has 80 ships a day. We're busy enough in Cork. His phone was totally flattened like a pancake, and he's Bulgarian, and we're able to sit and pray with him and witness to him. I couldn't get a dove of peace, but I got a pigeon flying past, pigeon of purpose. And we had a service again on board, and people gave their lives to the Lord. Trustees there, Stephen and Archie, they were here speaking a couple of years ago. And Paolo there from Cape Verde Islands, who gave his life to the Lord just before Christmas. And Charles, thanks for your prayers. The hand reaching out. Logos Hope is a floating ship also. It's a ministry, Operation Mobilization. Pray for Michael on board and the team as they do now. STS, S number 2S, ship-to-ship ministry. And they're reaching out to the neighboring ships. The church used to be a lifeboat, Keith Green said, rescuing the perishing. Now she's a cruise ship, recruiting the promising. I hope not. We shouldn't be. We should pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. A lifeboat. The church is not a pleasure cruise. Purpose of that, entertainment. And it's not a battleship. We're in a battle, Ephesians 6, but Jesus has won the victory. Purpose of that ship is self-protection. We shouldn't be inward looking, we should be outward looking. A fleet of fishing boats, a lifeboat. Build a bridge with people different from yourself because God wants to reach them. And he's asking you and me to do it. The door isn't closed. Many countries it might be. It might seem closed, but God has a key that can open every human heart. And that's an overview of the ministry. Still the day of salvation and open door. So thanks so much for all your ongoing prayers and support. Hope we didn't run too much over the time.